IDEO is just extremely broad. We stretch the definition of design to the extreme to open the doors to almost any problem in the world and to tackle it then with the tools of designers. The ideal for IDEO was to work with friends because you want to work together. And on the best days, it really feels exactly like that. My name is Thomas Overtoon. I'm an executive design director at IDEO, and I help lead IDEO's industrial design discipline. I love making our work tangible. I partner closely with my fellow designers and our clients to bring great products, services, and experiences to market.
At IDEO, you know when somebody might be struggling with something, or when something is succeeding. We celebrate the successes, but also try to help when there are issues. IDEO is not a place, it's a people. A crazy wild wonderland bursting with talent. Not just designers, industrial engineers, and technical folks, but also doctors, actors, dancers, and all kinds of people you can learn so much from. My name is Niko Vladimirov. I'm a toy inventor, design lead, and mechanical engineer at IDEO.
IDEO gets asked to solve problems. We have a persistence mixed with tenaciousness, mixed with stubbornness, mixed with our creativity when it comes to problem solving. My name is Clark Sheffy. I'm a partner and designer at IDEO. There's a beauty in caring about people and trying to improve their lives in some way or another. Beauty is like happiness. It's not a goal in itself, more of a side effect. There's beauty in trying to do good for people. There's beauty in things that work well. Beauty in learning and problem solving. We're unlike some designers who you might know by name. You probably don't know any IDEO designers by name. And we work as this big group quite anonymously. But we get such an interesting set of problems to solve. A lot of things we work on are things that people wouldn't even know we've worked on them. For example, a bicycle seat underneath many cyclists or a piece of software. We're asked to solve problems. That's a little different from some other design jobs, and I love that. A typical characteristic of IDEO is bold. We say yes to a lot of things that we actually don't quite know how to do when we say yes, and we're willing to take that on and learn through the process.
It's fascinating to think what the world will look like in 50 years with everything that's starting now. All the enormous challenges that we have in the whole world, how are they going to be resolved? I'm optimistic that they will be resolved, but it will be interesting to see how.
Life can be very ordinary if we don't give it attention. Mindfulness is something that I strive for day to day. The respect and joy that it deserves to just be here for another day. Taking passes and appreciating what's around us so that we can find the extraordinary things and even the smallest details. It's through standing still and paying attention to your surroundings that I can go on and be creative. We can have creative breakthroughs in even the smallest moments. Like when I'm riding my bike, I'm not thinking about the world or the problems I might have at work. And the answers I was looking for but couldn't find will come to me. It's a strange feeling, but one that I've come to learn to accept and appreciate. Sometimes, I have great ideas in those silent moments when you're half asleep, just waking up, or even in the shower. That's when the ideas come, so I let it be and let the creativity come to me.
I need to free up my physical space to tidy things up. Clean desk or a clean table in front of me. That's also about mental tidying, putting everything else away so it won't be a distraction to unlock your creativity. I always want to move things forward, thinking about the history of something. A If I see an object, I always want to know where it came from. I need to know its history to be able to move it forward in a meaningful way. As designers, we want to move the world forward.
Picking up with that, I mean, moving forward into the future of design, I think we're going to start living in many worlds, virtual worlds and the real world, the physical world. I think society will increasingly live in a non-physical world, and that's where design will go as well. Right now, some of those spaces are so new to us that they're novel just because we can, but we haven't necessarily designed them to be the places we wish to go yet. And that's where design will go. Humans design. Humans solve problems and create their own futures. I think that's increasingly going to be in non-physical ways.
I hope the future will bring the next generations more unity, more focus, and commitment to what really matters.
I hope we as a people can come together and start solving the challenges we're facing as a society. Design has a role to play here, as well as the fields of art and technology. I hope we will actually start to believe the future is something we can shape and to do so with intent.
If there were anything I could do differently in life, it would be to take the risks that I've taken in my life more happily and with more confidence.
If I could do things differently, I'd try to overthink and overanalyze a lot less. Because at the end of the day, things tend to work out one way or another. So I would love to go back in time and tell myself to just chill out a little bit. The best advice anyone has ever given me is that it's okay to ask for help. And that's okay to admit asking for help.
What really helped me was when I was told actually by an instructor in design school that not everything needs to be perfect on your first try. Actually, what I was told was you don't need to be right all the time. I went from sort of trying to do the perfect design on the first sheet of paper to feel like I could comfortably make 200 failures and they could go in the wastebasket until what I was seeing on the paper was what I had in my mind that I wanted to create. And then the right thing comes through at the end. That approach is really helpful in the way we work. We say yes to a lot of things that we actually don't know how to do, but we're willing to take it on and fail many, many times, keep iterating towards succeeding. The challenges are always very interesting. For instance, the future of interior design and technology, we see it merging in the future.
It would be so interesting to have technology fully integrated in interiors. No cables, or plug, or other stuff that interrupts an aesthetic, but to have technology in your home in a harmonious way. The question, how to make interiors that are beautiful and incorporate technology, is a field we'd love to explore more.